Lord. Forgive me, and I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. And I have leaned on the wisdom of men, oh Lord, forgive me. And I have responded to them instead of your light and your mercy. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bob's Discount Furniture presents real five-star reviews performed by real kids. What are people saying about?
Thank you, Jesus. We glorify, we magnify the Lord. Be magnified. There's nothing that God can't do. Sometimes we feel as if, oh my gosh, I am praying, I'm fasting, and I'm speaking to myself. And there's nothing. What is going on? But God, God is a God of his words. And I'm just going to say some Bible scriptures. The first one is Psalms 46, verse 10. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Father God, teach us to be still in the middle of uncertainty. Teach us to trust you. You wait for answers, but it is, has not yet come. Help us to know that you are still God over delays, disappointments, closed doors, sickness, financial hardship, and every battle we face. The other scripture comes to us from Ezekiel 37, verse 5 to 6. Thus says the Lord, God of these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, breathe upon every dry area of our lives. Breathe upon our finances, our health, our families, our jobs, our documentations. Hallelujah. Our ministries, our children, our studies, and our future. Let every dead situation rise again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Lord, we feel weak, tired, discouraged, or overwhelmed at times. Remind us that you are holding us up. Remind us that we are not fighting alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I place some affirmation in the chat. I'm not sure if you can see it.
Yes, Sister Elisha,
right.
I see it.
So we are going to affirm, and we are going to believe that God answers prayer. We are going to believe that no matter what our circumstances may, He said His plans for us are to prosper, hallelujah, and not to fail. He said He is perfecting everything that concerning us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory God. He said He will never see the righteous forsaken. He said He provides, hallelujah, for the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea. So what about us? He said we are part of His royal priesthood. We were chosen. And He will never, never see His children begging bread and go hungry. Bread in our finances. Bread in our documentations, bread in our families, bread in some of us, our family members are not feeling well. And so He said we should seek Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us according to His will and according to His love, according to the plans that He has for us. He will supply our needs. Let us go with the
Amen.
Affirmations and declarations.
Praise God.
I declare that every altar of delay, stagnation, and disappointment has been broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that God is breathing life in every dry situation in my life. I declare that God will not delay, steal, or destroy what He has for me. I declare divine favor over my documentations, finances, career, studies, ministry, and family. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I declare that God is creating opportunities that no one can take away. I declare that I will not be defeated, discouraged, or destroy because God is fighting for me. I declare that joy, peace, healing, restoration, breakthrough are mine through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare that the blood of Christ, of Jesus breaks every generational curse and cycles of setback.
In Jesus' name.
I declare, hallelujah, I declare that God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before Your throne with thanksgiving, worship, humility, and surrender. Father God, there is none like You. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. The author and the finisher of our faith. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Our banner. And Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Father God, tonight we surrender everything into your hands. We surrender our fears, our tears, our disappointments, our delays, our sickness, our burdens, our financial struggles, our documentations, concerns, our brokenness, and every silent battle that no one else sees. Lord, every altar of setback, every altar of stagnation, every altar of delay, every altar of confusion, every altar of limitation, every altar of speaking against our destiny, let it be destroyed now by the fire of the Holy
Christ of Nazareth.
Father God, arise and let every enemy of progress be scattered in the
Jesus' mighty name.
Lord, breathe upon every dry bone. Breathe upon broken dreams. Breathe upon weary hearts. Breathe upon homes, our marriages, our children, our ministries, our education, our employment, our immigration progress.
In the name
our
of
health,
Jesus.
And our future. Father God, where doors have not been shut, where doors have been shut, open new doors. Where there have been rejection, release favor
in
the
Jesus' mighty
name.
Hallelujah. Yes,
joy,
Lord.
Joy is released where there has been sorrow. Where there has been lack, release abundance
in
the
Jesus' name.
Where there has been sickness, release healing.
In
God,
the name of Jesus.
The members, dear God, of prayer portal ministries. You see, who are here online who are sick. You see our family members, Almighty Father, who are sick. Father God, you see Sister Jody and Almighty Mother, Almighty
Hallelujah.
Father. Father God, you see every one of us, dear God, we are sick.
Hallelujah.
Physically, spiritually,
Jesus.
Mentally. Jesus. Almighty Father, Father God, bring healing.
In
open
the mighty
doors,
name of
Jesus. Open doors, Almighty Father, dear God, that no man can shut. Father God, scatter the eyes of the enemies, blind
Jesus'
them,
name.
Blind them, Jesus, cripple them, concerning dear God and our future, our documentations, Almighty Father, our
my
financial
breakthrough,
Almighty Father. Father God, our jobs, our promotion, in the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Lord, go before us and make every crooked path straight. Let divine helpers locate us in the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
Jesus'
name. Let favor speak for us wherever our names are mentioned. Let blessing overtake us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let miracles locate us, Father
in the
God,
mighty name of Jesus.
At the risen Christ,
daughter, Lord.
Almighty Father. The
Hallelujah.
Blood, dear God, that raised Lazarus from the dead. The blood, dear God, that heals. The blood that provides. The blood that recreates us. The blood that restores us. The
Jesus.
Blood that gives us salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
Cover our children. Cover our homes. Cover our minds.
Cover
our future.
Cover
every plan that you have ordained.
Cover
names,
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, Father God, when the breakthrough comes, when the healing comes, when the doors open, when the testimonies remanifest, we give you thanks. We give
we
you
thank
all
you, Jesus.
Yes,
we honor
Lord.
You, Lord, and we praise
thank
you.
You Jesus.
For you alone are worthy, God. You're
thank
worthy
you,
of
Lord.
All things, God.
Thank
and
you,
dear
Jesus,
God, we
Lord.
Magnify you. Dear God, there's nothing that you can do. And Father God, as we come, dear God, from different abodes, God, some of us, dear God, are still in the daytime. Some of us, dear God, in later evenings. Some of us are in earlier evenings. Father God, locate us, God. And let
Jesus.
Dear God, let our mind be, God, be steadfast on you. Bind us together with your love, God, individually and collectively. Cover us, God. Father God, we pray, dear God, that you will take over. Bless this platform, God. Bless the leaders. Bless every members who are are in and who are about to join. And Father God, bless the future members, dear God, that are coming, dear God, to join.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Help us, dear God, that we'll go to mountains, we'll go to valleys. Father God, you said, dear God, we should raise our eyes to you. From whence cometh our help cometh from you, Lord, which made heaven and earth. Father God, the moon will not strike us by night, dear God, or the sun by day. And Father God, we trust you, God. You never sleep, dear God, and you never tarry. Father God, you're always working. Father God, cover this platform. Cover, dear God, our minds. And help us, dear God, that we'll steadfast, dear God, on you, God. We will not cease from praying. We'll not grow weary, God. Father God, bless these proceedings, God. As we honor you, God, and we glorify you. Bless the person, dear God, who is going to deliver your word, God. Open his mouth or her mouth, dear God, and let the person speak like Jeremiah. Let the person speak like Moses. Let the person speak like Jonah. Father God, and as he speak, Almighty Father, as a person speak, help us, dear God, that we'll absorb it, Almighty Father. And by our words, thoughts, and action, dear God, your name, dear God, will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Over to you, Sister Nadine.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Can we worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord in the house?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 Pray that we come alive tonight in the name of Jesus. The quickening power will reach us tonight and we will come alive and realize that our God is not dead. He is alive and well. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Sister Elisha, for doing such a wonderful devotion. God bless you. You have set the tone for the rest of the evening's proceeding. Thanks again. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, brethren, to all who are on the platform. I want to welcome you. I greet you well in Jesus' name. And before Deacon Scott comes with our Bible study for tonight, we just wanted you to feel welcome. You know, grab your pen, grab your pencil, grab your book, and come. Let us take notes. And so we can record and we can regurgitate, Elder, and chew on it. So we learn more and we grow in grace and in
Hallelujah.
Beauty. Hallelujah. God bless you. And at this time, I will hand over to Deacon Scott as he will be our night's presenter for our Bible study. But before I do so, I want to hand you over, Deacon, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that he will touch you and empower you. Praise God. And that he will release you and grant you clarity that as you teach God's people, we will be taught and we will learn. In Jesus' name, I pray. All the best. God bless you. Congregation, Amen. Deacon, Amen. Congregation. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name. Thank you, Praise Sister Nadine. Lord. Thank you, Praise Sister God. Elisha, for the devotional that has went on before. Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
Amen. Deacon.
Amen. Oh, bless clear. God. Bless God. Amen. Amen. I just want to spread it across this platform this evening, that just to remind you that our greatest blessing is not the ones that we get, that we can see and angle and relate to. Those are not the greatest blessing. As I was looking at a word today from Apostle Paul, he mentioned in Philippians 3 verse 10, and I want to tell you that that's like his heart, deepest desire. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto death. And when I look at this word, it just relates to a season that I am going through even now, to know him, a constant, intimate relational knowledge of him. Not just to know facts about him, but to experience him in a vivid way. The power of his resurrection. Need to experience that supernatural, life-altering power that brings Jesus back from the dead. You know, that's the type of resurrection power that I want to experience in my life. And I'm sharing it across this platform that you may have that desire, the fellowship of his suffering, a willingness to endure trials, you know, that willingness to endure hardship and rejection, even when rejection comes, that willingness to endure it for the sake of the gospel. Hallelujah. And to be made conformable to his death. That's like dying daily to him. You know, giving up our own ego and our own selfishness. And to just live a consecrated life in his presence. Amen. Glory to God. So I want us, as we delve into the word tonight, that we have that yearning, that desire. Because if you don't have that glueness in your desire, that the word of God will stick on it, it's going to just pass over and you're going to leave empty. But have that desire to know him. To know him is to love him. Amen. So we welcome you back. Again, I'm taking over from Sister Nadine that did Acts chapter 1 to 4. She did a beautiful job, Acts chapter 1 to 4. And I'm still regurgitating. I'm still taking it back up and put it back in. And, you know, I'm still living off that experience that you'd have shared with us. I just want to briefly go through the road that we have already gone on from chapter 1 to 4, where chapter 1 speaks of Jesus. Acts chapter 1. In the meantime, you can just turn your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 5. But Acts chapter 1 spoke about the Jesus ascension and the disciples waiting in prayer. Also speak about Matthias that was added on to the 11 when Judas was minused. Amen. Acts chapter 2 was Pentecost, the Holy Spirit arrival, and Peter's boldness, that bold sermon, the birth of the church when Peter spoke, 3,000 souls were baptized and devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. And then in Acts chapter 3, we see where it showed where the power of the new community, that's in, through healing. A lot of healing went on. The lame man at the beautiful gate. We remember that when Sister Nadine spoke of it. The healing of the lame man. Faith in Jesus restored what was broken. And then Acts chapter 4 brought the first collision that the early church had with authority. When Peter and John met with the Sanhedrin, they were unafraid, and the church responded not with strategy, but with prayer. Amen. Prayer for boldness. They pray that they will have boldness. And we ended that chapter 4, seeing a community of one heart, one soul, where grace was so tangible. That believers like Barnabas, he sold his field and laid the proceeds at the apostles' feet. Everything. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. It was radical and it was full of promises. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. We're going to first look at verses 1 through to 11. And it speaks of a familiar story of Ananias and Sapphira. Amen. Anyone there want to read it? A fast reader can read those 11 verses within 20 seconds. Anyone want to read for us tonight? Acts chapter 5, 1 to 11.
Okay, let me search for it, please. Acts chapter 5,
Yes, 1 to 11.
verse 1. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now, a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it in an apostle's feet, at the apostle's feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And a great fear seized all of, a great fear seized all whom heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is it this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that's the price." Peter said to her, "How could you conspire to test the spirit of the Lord? Listen. The feet of the men who buried your wife, your husband, are at the door, and they will carry you also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in and, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. The
Amen.
word
Thank you.
of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Alicia. So, in essence, what this first few verses are saying is it mentioned Ananias and Sapphira, a married couple. They sold a piece of land. There was nothing wrong with selling the property, according to the apostle. There was nothing wrong with selling the property, and there was nothing wrong with keeping some of the proceeds. But Peter even make this verse. In verse 4, he said the land was there. Peter said that the land was theirs in the beginning and the money was theirs to manage in the beginning. So the sin that Ananias and Sapphira would have committed there was they pretended to give everything. And while secretly keeping back a part for themselves. So I think maybe they want to get the same level of recognition like what Barnabas got in chapter 4 when Barnabas sold that piece of land and gave everything to the apostles. And his act of worship was admired among the group. So Ananias and Sapphira want to wriggle up some things to come up with something that they can get recognition. And they can be admired for what they did. So Ananias, he bring part of the money and present it as though it was a full amount. Peter, through the spirit of discernment, that's why it's so important for discernment in the church. Should the spirit of discernment confronts him, Peter says, Ananias has lied not merely to people, but to the Holy Spirit. That is to God Himself. And upon hearing this, just hearing it, Ananias fell down and died. He lied to the Holy Spirit. 3 hours later, his wife Sapphira came in, not knowing what has happened to her husband. Maybe she came to see her husband alive and well. Maybe she didn't even realize that how grave of transgression they have gone into. So Peter gave her an opportunity to tell the truth by asking her whether the amount was so. He gave her the opportunity to see whether the amount was so, and she repeats the lie. You know, Peter tell her that really conspire to agree together to test the spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is not up for testing. The Holy Spirit is for real. You know, and upon hearing that, she fell down to and die. You know, great fear. The result of that great fear came upon the whole church and all who hear about it. You know, when you look at verse 1 and 2, it said that Ananias and Sapphira, they sold the property and kept back part of the proceeding. You know, this shows that it was a deliberate act. It was not a misunderstanding. It's not like they miscalculated their hour of an accounting error or anything like that. But they kept back suggests intentional withholding while pretending otherwise. They intentionally withhold while they pretend otherwise. You know, also Sapphira is involved knowingly. It was a shared deception. They planned it. It was carefully planned. You know, it was cut out. And as I said before, they wanted that recognition that Barnabas got in chapter 4. You know, so the sin was not greed only. It was hypocrisy. It was hypocrisy. They wanted to appear holy without the reality of holiness. You know, they wanted to be accepted without first giving of themselves. You know, they wanted like to be honored. You know, that they were radically generous without actually making the sacrifice. You know, in other words, they tried to use spiritual things for self-glory. You know, they try to use spiritual things to glorify themselves. And we see that creeping up in the church that we are in ever so often. You know, where people give in to be seen. They give to be seen. They don't give out of their, they don't give out of their, you know, they don't give out of, what you'd call it now, to give for giving sake. They give so that they can be seen by others. People pray to impress. You see people, some people pray to impress. You know, if you see them behind closed door, they will not be praying. Right? You know, they would pray as if that's like a second nature to them, which indeed it's not. And people serve to be admired. You know, they only do stuff when pastors are around or when other church members are seeing them. They only do things that way. You know, and you have some people appear to be more committed than they really are. When they are out in the open, they appear to be more committed. So that's some of the things that we as Christians should avoid. Don't do things for people to see or, you know, or serve so that people, so you can be recognized, because you know that they're going to be a gift for whoever come to church the most. You're going to come out, you know, just for the gift and not having that, the heart that is tied to it. Amen. So Ananias,
amen.
In verse 3, the word say, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? You know, Peter exposed the spiritual root of the act. Peter exposed it that it was Satan himself. And this does not remove Ananias' responsibility from the very act that he committed. This does not remove the act that he has committed. Amen. Sister Nadine, your hand is up.
Okay. Yes, Deacon. You know, giving is something that comes from the heart. You have to give willingly and freely, For example, if you know of a need and you say, oh my God, if you can't help, you feel some kind of way, if you know, say, boy, you can't really help and the need is there. You try every little way to make the sacrifice to help. So for these two, the land is theirs. And when they sell it, they couldn't say, all right, then we'll give this amount and we'll keep this amount to ourselves. There would be no problem because the land is theirs. So the money will automatically be theirs too. So they want to give a portion to the work of the Lord and keep a portion for themselves. But as you rightly say, Deacon, they're giving because, you know, somebody would have said they want to be seen, you know,
Yes.
as others. But as becoming children of God, we cannot do that. We have to do that which is right. So if we are giving, we give generously and give out of love. Don't give to be seen or give to show. I give to, Deacon, you rightly put it too, the example. Some people pray for show, right? And things some people do, they do for show. But as becoming children of God, we don't do that. So, you know, you rightly put it. It was for a show. And they conspire, meaning they come together and say, this is what we are going to do. And they will big way up and all of that and all of that. So they did it for the wrong reason and paid the penalty. Let us not fall in that trap.
My
Thank
God.
you.
My God. So right. So right. Thank you, Sister Nadine. So Satan has filled their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit. And that does not remove their guilt,
No.
their responsibility. Satan may tempt and influence or even encourage sin. But Ananias still chose to act. He still
Choose,
had that
yeah.
choice. He still had that choice. He could have said no. You know? Yes. So, many times Satan will come and tempt us, but we must not yield to the
Good
temptation. We will be
temptation.
tempted every now and again, or ever so often. We'll be tempted, but the sin is not the temptation, but is the healing
Yielding.
to the temptation. So that's what caused Ananias and Sapphira to fall, because they yielded to the temptation. And you'll find scriptures often hold both truths together. You know, we are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. There's no doubt about it. We are in a spiritual warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. But we as human being, are still morally accountable. We can say no. We can walk away. We can run like Joseph and say, how could I do this and sin against my God? You know, we could have said, we're not going to go that route, because it's anti the word of God. It's not like anything that the word of God said. So we're not going to do it. Amen. So the verse also shows that lying within the church community is not merely a social offense. It is a spiritual offense against God when we lie against in the church community. Don't take it lightly. Elder Edwards, you're there.
Yes, Deacon. Good evening, everyone. Based on
Evening,
Sister
Adam.
Nadine, based on Sister Nadine's response, there was a little thing when we were growing up that our mother used to tell us. Honesty is always the best policy.
What is saying?
Amen.
And the little gem that we used to say, speak the truth and speak it
Speak
ever.
it ever.
Cause it what it will. He who does the hide the wrong he did does the wrong thing still. And we grow up on the Bible knowing that lying lips are abomination unto the Lord. And in Ananias and Sapphira case, they paid with it by death. So
Yes.
it's always necessary that we speak the truth, regardless of what the consequence might be. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder. So Peter said that Satan filled Ananias' heart. This does not mean that Ananias was a helpless victim. He was not helpless. Rather, it shows how deception often has a deeper spiritual dimension when the enemy deceived would come and deceive us or give us a bait, and we'd hold on to that bait. And that is often the strategy of Satan from day one, you know. The strategy of the Satan is to deceive us into having a counterfeit spirituality.
True.
Yeah, a counterfeit spirituality. pride hidden beyond righteous religious acts. And your pride hide behind the religious acts and whatever. You do things to be recognized, like what Ananias and Sapphira did. Your spirituality now becomes counterfeit. Is not like what Christ would place for the church to adopt, but is something that you yourself, through the temptation and this deception of Satan, has created a counterfeit spirituality, and a mixture of truth with falsehood. So you tell like the half truth. Did God really say that? Did God really say, do this? Did God, so you start to question the authority of the Bible. You start to question the authority of God. You start to question because you have seen a loophole that you want to go through and do things that is unseemly. And you want to find scriptures now to back up your action. You're outward. You want to have your devotion now becomes outward instead of inward. You know, our outward show instead of an inward commitment to Almighty God. But Peter, being full with the Holy Spirit, Peter would have said, while it remained, was it not yours, brother?
Uh-huh.
You have not lied to man, but to God. And this verse, Peter would make it clear that the property belongs to Ananias. The money belongs to Ananias, Sister Nadine said. He was under no obligation at all to give it.
Mm-hmm.
He become now a mendacious liar. He has no obligation to give it at all. So the issue was not withholding. The issue was pretending sacrifice that was never actually made. A sacrifice pretended to have been made, which was never actually made. We want to look at God's holiness in the church. Acts shows the church as a spirit-filled, joyful, bold, and growing up to this point, right? It's a spirit-filled, joyful, bold, and growing. It was a growing sect, a growing church. But this story reminds us that the church is also sacred space, is a sacred body. God dwell in his church among his people. So God's holiness is not only an Old Testament reality. The same Holy God is active in the New Testament church. So we see acts of God in the Old Testament where God would have done swift judgment. We're going to look at that. Where he would have done swift judgment. People have lost their life because they were out of step. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's son, when they were out of line. They offered strange fire and they were cut down immediately. We want to look closely at this doctrine that the Holy Spirit is God himself. The Holy Spirit is God himself, right? So Peter says Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit in verse 3, then says he lied to God in verse 4. This strongly supports this Christian doctrine that the Holy Spirit is not merely a force or influence, but is fully divine. The Holy Spirit is divine. So Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit. It means he lied to God. And we can see that the Holy Spirit is personal. Because you can lie to him. That means he's personal. And the Holy Spirit is divine. Lying to him is lying to God. Amen? Yes. Verse 5 and 6 says that Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. That those words, breathe his last, meaning dead. He died. Luke who wrote the book of Acts, Luke does not explain every detail why God acted immediately here. Luke did not say why God would act immediately. Thus, because I'm sure they weren't the only one. They weren't the first liars. Amen. They weren't the first liars and they won't be the last liars. Neither. But God acted immediately. And we're going to look at that. God was making his presence known in the early church. One of the worst time for the devil to mess with a church is when it is in its early stage, you know, when it just start. Is the worst time to mess with it, because God, the Spirit of God, is hovering over it more than ever, jealously, because the word must go on. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You can't trouble a young church. When you see a church striving and growing, just coming, God plant that church. Don't mess with it. It's dangerous. There are going to be signs showing. Anybody who have ever planted a church, or who you know that have ever planted a church, they will tell you that in the infantry state of that church, it is so critical. The movements of God is so tactical and so critical in those early stages that even the dead can rise when they come into that setting. So God protect, cover the early church. Just like you, when a new believer, a new person come to Christ, God protect that person specially, even more evidently than mature believers. He honors that person, and if that person want to put him to the test in any way, God always entertain it. He entertains it and let it come, let it happen. You'd say, okay, God, if you'd make some little cynical movements, like you'd say, God, if this is your will, let me hear a knock at the door. And God would make somebody knock. You know, you'd want to put God to the test as a young believer, and God would come through for you. Most of the time, just like what he did with Gideon, you know, mighty man of valor. You say, if it is you, do that. If it is you, you know, yes. Yeah, so when you see a new work start, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let God do his thing. Amen. So verse 7 to 10 say that Sapphira enter later. Before that, Sapphira entered. That Sapphira, his wife, entered later. And she was questioned separately. Peter questioned her. Gives her the opportunity to say no or yes, whatever the case may be. And she confirmed the lie. You know, this revealed that our sin was not accidentally associated with our husband's choice. It was active. It was an active participation that she did. Peter said, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? You know, testing the Spirit means acting as though God does not see. It's as if they're testing. That means they're acting like God did not see, know, or care about what they're doing. A kind of spiritual presumption. They become so presumptuous, you know, assuming one can deceive the people of God and still escape God's judgment. They feel that they can deceive God's people and escape God's judgment. It's like they want to have a way around the word of God. You know, they want
Deacon, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Nadia.
In the early church, I would say back in my days, you will have some persons, you know, do all sort of something throughout the week. And then when it come Sunday, you come, you want to sing pan choir, you want to go minister. No, Holy Spirit, I take you down, put your fist down. You understand? We My could God. Not do just about any old thing during the week and come at church on Sunday if we participate. Oh, no, not so. You know, he will put us down. So these two, they have conspired, and they say yes, husband and wife. She's not going to let him down. She was going to let him down. So they conspire and say, this is what we are going to do, and so on and so forth. But Holy Spirit alive and well, and if we could get back some of the discernment
My
in
God.
The house these days, you know, we would live better. Yeah, because you know, if we do any other thing and come in, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal, the Holy Spirit is going to rebuke, the Holy Spirit is going to reprimand. And so we will, you know, kind of walk straight. My mother said, walk on the straight and narrow. So we'd have walked straight, we'd have walked better, we'd have talked better, wouldn't tell so much lie, Jesus. You have some Christian who are just
Jesus.
saying lie, mercy.
My
So we
God.
wouldn't tell so much lie. We wouldn't do all these things, our subtle immoralities, and walk up into the house of God as if we and God upon the same level. No, we wouldn't do that. So, I mean, if we could pray that the gifts be stirred up, so when things like these, we'll be able to discern. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen, Sister Nadine. Sister Camille?
Yes, Deacon. Yes, Deacon. You spoke about presumptuous sin, and it just brought me back to an incident that happened sometime this week when I'm in the process of, you know, doing some things with some documents which would have been submitted. And, you know, I would have been talking to a colleague about the documents and the progress of the documents, and she would advise me, you know, of something to do. You know, I won't go in details, but what she was telling me to do, I know that this is not something that I am allowed to do, right? As a child of God, it's fraud.
Yeah.
And
My
so,
God.
You know, I said to her, me say, no, sir. You know, me not allowed to do that. And she said, well, if I mean, you know, me I do it, you know. I'm going to beg God for forgiveness, you know.
Presumptuous.
But, you know, it's presumptuous sin. You know that is wrong, and you intentionally do it knowing that it is wrong. And then you go to the Lord to ask for forgiveness. You know, when she said that, I said to her, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to go through the proper channels and request this document. And I said to her, you see, if that document did not come to me, it means that God is going to do what he's going to do without that document. It means that.
Exactly.
You see, I say I can't give it to God and then turn around to me and help him. God know I'm a help. If
no.
Help, he will tell me what to do. You know? And so as you spoke, it just brought me back to that point in time where sometimes we are in a situation and so in a situation where we are challenged. As you would say, the enemy fill Ananias and Sapphira's hearts with lies. But they're not blameless, even though they were, you know, lured into this kind of behavior by the enemy. They're not innocent. They had a choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it just brings me back to that point and the choice I made, you know. And I was able to call the same person the day after saying, listen, you know, I made the request and I get the document. So I
My
didn't.
God.
What it was supposed to be forging some documents, some signature. I said, listen to me. Me can't. There's something there, you know? And she said, well, Camille, if I may, me I do it, I may I beg God to forgive me. She said,
presumptuous.
Me not brave, so. But, you know, I was able to call and say, listen, God has done it for me because
yeah.
I went through the proper channels. I sent the email. Boom, I got back the document that I was supposed to get. So you see, and sometimes when the enemy come, you know, God is already going to give you what you're supposed to get, you know, but he tempts you, you know, to and give you an alternative way. Or if you do it this way, you know, you're going to get it. And sometimes when we stand up for, not sometimes, whenever we stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it is that we are seeking of him and we're choosing to go to do it through the right way, the proper channels, I promise you, he's going to come through unless he has something better in store for us, but he's going to come through. Amen. And so I was
Amen.
And testify. So I'm just encouraging us. He will come up in some subtle ways, but we have to remember that Jesus is holy and his holiness is not compromised. And so we cannot be declaring one thing and doing something else, or else, you know, God don't identify with us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Yes. So with that happening, thank you, Sister Camille. Great fear came upon the church when Ananias and Sapphira tumbled down, and all who heard, great fear came upon them. This is not merely panic. It's a reverent awe that came upon them, a deep awareness that God is truly present among his people. So when we look at chapter 1 to 4, it asks the question, will you join this amazing community? Because it was a vibrant, growing church. You know, chapter 5 will ask, Will you enter this community on God's term or on your term? You know, will you enter the church on your term or on God's term? And we too see that verse 11 was the introduction of the word church at the moment. You know, the introduction of the word church at the moment of divine judgment teaches us that church is gracious, but not cheap. You go there and you get grace, but it's not cheap. It stands for something. The church means something. It's not just empty. It's not an empty church. It's a church full with the vibrant life of Christ. Amen. It's a place of radical sharing and miracles. Yes, it is. Miracles and sharing. Yes, it is. But it's also a place where God's holiness demands truth. The church is not a human organization that invites God in. You know, may I say this again? The church is not a human organization that right? So you may build your church, a church, and then you want to build it to invite God in. But the church is already there. We are the ones that are invited in the church, in the body of Christ, in the church. You know, so we can't just go on and coin our own church, what we expect church to be, and expect the Holy Spirit to be happy about it. You know, we have to come into the church. Amen. Sister Tamaya.
Yes, God. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Tamaya.
No, just your Sister Camille share that story. I remember, I think maybe 2013, 2014. I no, 2014, yes. I was going on the farm work program from 2008 until 2009, currently going back in 2010. I think 2013, I went to the US Embassy and got denied. And the following year, when I was doing medical for Canada, the farm work program, I remember doing the flight processing. They asked the question if I was ever denied a visa. And I was sitting there, no, all worried, because I'm saying, okay, if I tell them, I might not get a Canadian visa to go back. So I had to ask the question, and I actually told them no. But then I sat down and I couldn't come to terms. I couldn't sit still. So I had to go back to the person, the typist, and tell her, you know what? I did get denied the US visa. But at the time, I didn't even know that Canada and US share the same data, so they would have known eventually and I would have been denied. So had I not gone back to them and tell them, you know what, I was, then I would have been denied anyways. So holding on to your integrity and speaking your truth,
amen,
it actually works out for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Yes, thank you, Sister Tamaya. Yes, so it's a divine, the church is a divine community in which humans are invited and which God maintains sovereign authority. The authority in the church is Almighty God. In other words, you cannot make the church makes you. So you cannot make the church make you. You know, so you cannot formulate the church the way you want it to be. You know, the church make you. The church is the one that that actively create you. Amen. Make you. So the fear of the Lord came upon them. And this is a deep awareness of purity and authority. You know, the biblical fear of God is not just terror. It's not just the terror of God, but it includes the awe, the reverence, the humility, the carefulness, the sincerity before him. So a church without the fear of God can become so casual. It can be like a theater where they go there to a movie. So it's like peer acting going on instead of the movements of the Holy Spirit. And you know it, and it's like it's spiritually hollow. When you find a church that doesn't fear God, that they can go and they can lie, they can dress anyhow and do any old thing and say any old thing and live any old type of life and still be on the praise and worship team, still be doing this and that. You know, it shows a hollow, a spiritually hollow church, a casual, a performative church that just go there to just to perform. They're just performing. You know, the Spirit of God has departed long ago. You know, you may ask Brother Scott and say, Brother Scott, why was God's judgment so severe doing this because of that? Because Ananias and Sapphira lied. Why was his judgment so severe? You know, that's indeed a big question. A big question. You know, I said before that the church was in its foundational stage. The church was, you know, the Holy Spirit was moving among the candlesticks, moving among the church in such a way. You know, yes, and I want to compare that with Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10. Those were Aaron's, the two eldest son of Aaron, the high priest of Israel at that time. You know, they offered, the text in Leviticus 10 say that they offered unauthorized or strange fire before God. You know, something God has not commanded. In response to that, the fire came out of the presence of the Lord and consumed them. And they died immediately. They did not get a chance to say, I'm sorry. Or they didn't get a chance to change their mind. And whatever, it just happened suddenly. The fire of God just came. And that, so scholars who had reviewed this passage would have said that maybe they used a fire that was not taken from the sacred altar. Some scholars say that they may have entered a restricted place improperly, like the holies of holy, maybe they have entered it improperly. Some scholars say that they may have performed a ritual. That ritual at the wrong time or in the wrong place, you know. And even further down in the chapter, I think chapter 10, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9, right after that incident, it warns against priests not to drink wine before serving, leading some to think that they might be intoxicated. So some scholars think that Nadab and Abihu were intoxicated. But that's not the point. The point is they offer strange fire before God and they were struck down immediately. Amen? Disobedient and whatever. And we too can remember Achan in Joshua chapter 7. Achan's story comes right after the victory at Jericho. God has commanded that everything in Jericho be devoted to him, God. They are either destroyed or placed in the treasury. But Achan secretly took some forbidden items. He took a suit of clothes. He took silver and he took gold and hid them in his tent. Because of this, Israel attacked a small city, Ai, and they were defeated. You know, after they won with Jericho, they defeat Ai, which is a smaller city. They lose to Ai. And it Joshua found out that Achan was the one who has sinned. And because of that which he has done, his whole house now become corrupted. His whole house, because they know about this secret sin of Achan. And it corrupted his whole house. And so much so that not only Achan died after that incident, but his whole house died after that incident. His whole house. Amen. Uzzah, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, Sister Camille teach about it some time ago when she was doing the Ark of the Covenant. Uzzah, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, you know, he was carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and the Ark of the Covenant was kind of leaning like it wanted to fall off the chariot. And he just touched it to put it, to straighten it back together. And he was struck down because he wasn't allowed to do it. He wasn't allowed to do that. And he overstepped his bounds. You know, so, yeah. And as I was looking at lying today, it has a rippling effect. You know, you may, the liar or the con man or whoever may think that it is just, it's just a game or it's just there for fun. He's just playing for fun. But it's not, nothing like that. Because when you lie to a person, you affected that person. Sometimes that person don't even get over that scenario of you lying to them. You know, because in the first place, that person confide in you in order to even listen to you. And you take that opportunity of that person's confidence in you to lie to the person. And when that lie is revealed, that it's actually a lie, it hurts the person so much that sometimes they start to live their life in limbo and don't want to trust other people again because of how deadly that lie that you said to them, you know, affected them. Yes, so lie is not something to be taken lightly. You know, and as I thought before that when you lie, you always have to tell another lie to get out of that lie. And even when you tell another lie to get out of it, you're still in lie. Because sometimes you don't even remember what you said and stuff. So you keep you, it keep you in an ever-ending circle. It's only this, the Almighty God himself can take you out of that cycle, that lying cycle, that lying lips, you know, that you think you're conning somebody or you're being funny. But lying is not funny, people of God. Lying is a deception. And it's something that if you have a problem with lying, either you try to correct it, maybe you try to talk less. You know, try to talk less so that you can weigh your words carefully before it get out of your mouth because it's hurting people. It's hurting the people around you that you say you love. You know, when you lie to them, it hurt them because now they become tarnished within their inside because now they find it hard to trust anybody else because they put their trust in you and you break their trust with a lie. Amen. So the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, it threatened the health of the whole community. That is why God had to act so quickly and so just in that moment, because it's going to threaten the health of the whole community, because people are not going to believe that they can do any old thing and get away with it. If that was left unchecked, if that lie was left unchecked, Ananias and Sapphira maybe would start a new religion by themselves, where they cause the church to break off, to break out into a breakout room with them and tell them that they can do this and do that because they did that and they got away with it. But God would not have it like that. Amen. God would not have it like that. So God was protecting the church from false spirituality in those early days. God was protecting it. The early church had power. Remember? The early church had power. And it was a church that was united. It's a church, is that what has given church? It had credibility. And if that lie was to be laid on the foundation of the church, it wouldn't last for long. You know, it wouldn't go nowhere. But Christ would have said that, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So people may be fooled by appearance, but God is not. God is not fooled by any appearance. You know, it's important, before we close off this evening, we just want to look at the importance, clarification. You know, we just want to get out of this teaching with this clarification in our mind that the passage does not teach that every lie results in immediate death. Passage is not saying that. Not every lie that you tell will result in immediate death. But as I can remember, I think it's Proverbs 29, verse 1. It said that a man that is often worn and don't take heed, he will be suddenly cut off, and that without remedy. So if you continue being an habitual liar, things going to happen to you maybe going worse than what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. You know? Yes, if you're continually being habitual liar. Amen? Yes, and it doesn't give you any, it doesn't give you us as Christians any authority to be judging others. Let God be the judge.
Yeah.
You know, let God be the judge. So if you witness a lie or somebody telling a lie or you yourself, let God be the judge. You know, just remain prayerful. And so God values truthfulness more than impressive appearances. God values the truthfulness of the heart more than your appearance or your appear to be. It is better to be honest and weak than impressive and false. You know, you're honestly weak. So that's how people around you can know that you need help. And they will pray you through and help you through because you're honestly weak. You know, it's better for you to be in that state more than to be impressively false. You know, what's going to happen when music fades? When the music fades and all around is like emptiness, what's going to happen to you when you're in your quiet time, when only you and God can relate? You know, if you live a lie out in the open, you know, where people are and the music is playing and the music, you can dance and you can eat and you can drink and be merry. What's going to happen when the music fades? You know, it should be when the music fades, when all the dancing and around you stop, you should be at a place where you can say that it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. You're coming back to the very heart of worship, because worship is not out in the open where everybody is. Worship is an inward, is an inward commitment, is an inward tie to the Spirit of Almighty God, where you can, where you don't have to use your senses to feel your way around, but you're led by the Spirit. You're led by the Spirit of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. So Ananias and Sapphira may have thought their secret was safe, but this passage reminds us that God sees what others do not see. You know, and he would have given the spirit of discernment to his to the apostles so they could quickly see what was going on. Amen. Yes, so Acts chapter 5, 1 to 11 reminds us that God desires truth in the inner being. He desires to be truthful. He's not looking for a polished appearance, but honest heart. You know, you can be well clad, well dressed, well neatly attired and everything. And all that is inside of you is justness and lie and whatever. You know, God look at the heart. And that's what matters. Amen. Yes, so it calls us to back to reverence. When we look at this story, it calls us back to reverence, to sincerity and to holiness. Live a holy life before Almighty God. You know, it calls us to be sober when we look at what happened there in Acts. It calls us to be sober. Amen. Amen. Any questions before I turn over to our moderator? Anything to share before I turn over?
Deacon, for looking at the different scriptures that you look at and story that, would it comes off as a the what Ananias and Sapphira did, would it come off as there being a sacrifice that was not true for Aaron's sons? Would we see it in the light of false sacrifice? This is a question.
Okay, with Nadab and Abihu. Yes, they offer sacrifice. They offer strange fire. The Bible mentioned that they offer strange fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't go much into what strange fire happened, but speculation would have it that maybe they take if you know the way they presented it, whether it was the time was right, whether they used the right coal, whether they were intoxicated, you know. So it's just in speculation other than that, but they offer strange sacrifice and God was not pleased with that sacrifice. So whatever strange sacrifice we may be offering, whatever lie we may be indulged in, you know, we need to take heed to it. We need to break up our fallow ground and to be sincere with our devotion to Almighty God. You know, it's not the crowd do it. It's the sincere appearance before Almighty God. It's you and I standing before God independently, individually. We're to be sieved out from the crowd. It's like we're going through a turntable. You know, those turntiles style. You ever been to New York or to anywhere where they have the turn thing that after you pay your money in the for the train or whatever, you have to go through that individually. So it's an individual sifting that we have to go through. You know, it's an individual thing. Amen. So always look for the, always look. The bottom line of it is looking for that individual relationship between you and Almighty God. You know, whether you are truthfully who you say you are. You know, yeah, it just boils down to that. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Any other sharing before I turn over to Sister Nadine? Amen. So next week, we will continue looking at Acts chapter 5, and we're going to look at the wonders and the signs and the persecution. Peter standing before the Sanhedrin one more time. And, you know, we're going to see. It's an interesting study. I've enjoyed it. And I know you too will enjoy it if you look into the little ins and outs of it. Amen. Bless the Lord. Sister Nadine.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Deacon Scott, for delving into the word, digging into it so deep, and coming up with, you know, those clarifications and putting it down to the level where every one of us was able to understand. Praise God. So as children of God, God values, praise God, come out of what Deacon said, God values truthfulness. Because, you know, telling lies and trying to con God is not going to work. It's not going to work. So we can just say, I saw it go, you know, and I will think we'll get through. But when we are giving to God, we are to give from true and a sincere heart, because he values truthfulness. God see what others cannot see. Because sometimes, you know, if others could read what our hearts are saying, we would realize that it is far different from what our lips are saying. So God sees the heart, he knows, he reads, and he understands. So whenever time he's looking at our hearts, may it be filled with things that he will be pleased with. Praise God. May our hearts be filled with things that God will be happy with us for. We should live a holy life unto God. Holiness unto him, now and forever. No half and half. No think we can live holy today and tomorrow we do just about anything. No. It's every day. 24/7. We are to live a holy life unto the Lord. By the grace of God, church, we can do it. Praise God. And, you know, as Deacon said in his final in his final chapter that we are to be sincere. Be who we are. Be true to ourselves, that we can be truthful to others and be truthful to God. Because if we pretend, we can pretend so and no more. Because the real us is going to come out one of the day. Praise God. Are you standing around the corner? You hear somebody say, you look around and say, is Sister Nelly in that? Yes, it's Sister Nelly. Oh my goodness. You know, sometimes. So you want to be who we are and be sincere. Praise God. Be truthful. Praise God. And live for the Lord. With others we see. Out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. So if we often tell lies, it's in the heart. And if we often say things that aren't right, it's in the heart. And if we go put on the Bible and tell a peace of a mind, it's in the heart. So we can't just do every any old thing, Sister Camille, and then go and go pray and ask God for pardon. And so it go. We are to live a holy and a sincere life before God. Thank you again, Deacon. Well said, well put together. To God be the glory. And we give him all thanks. And we give him all the praise for tonight. Praise God. Is there anyone want to say anything before I hand over to Minister Camille? Or a testimony or a song? Anything from anyone before I hand over? Praise God. Hallelujah. Remain faithful to God's church. You know, the songwriter said the battles may be harsh and the conflict soars, but we are already on the road. Let us continue. Praise God. Better is on before us. You know, better days are coming. We will sing redemption song and sit down beside our Jesus. God bless you. I will hand over the rest of the service to Sister Camille in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the Lord, people of God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
All time.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise shall continually be out. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus. Can we just give a shout of praise? I feel like we're too comfortable, you know, mm-hmm. tonight. And, you know,
Hallelujah.
We're in the presence of the Lord to worship him for no other reason but to worship him. And one way is to be edified through his word. So can we put and just release, just echo some praises on the platform tonight as we get ready to close. Hallelujah.
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 Everlasting Father and great love. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praises can do to God.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I will just say, if you are in the
praise, we don't feel like praise.
Amen.
We don't feel like praise.
Hallelujah.
All good gifts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the position to unmute, and you did not unmute, you just
disappeared.
Yes. Amen. And so let us be, you know, cooperative when we get into the presence of the Lord, so that our spirits can be in one accord, so that what
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let us not be
Amen. Pumped. Hallelujah.
Come on, people. Let us shake it off.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. And so I
noticed the Lord.
Hand was up. Session, do you have a testimony you wanted to share?
Right, yes, not a long one. I'll be quick.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful tonight. God has been so good to me. So good to me. I'm learning as I go along that, you know, sometimes we keep saying that we're trusting God, you know. And I said something today that sometimes we ask God to intervene and do the supernatural in our lives. And when it happens, we're like, How? We start questioning him and we're like, how? I remember in January, my students, well, to start back from September, my students, they did, we do like a benchmark, like a quarterly exam. So once we teach a certain part of the quarter, they get an exam on it. And so between September to December, they did fairly well because, you know, they're just coming into fourth grade. And then January, I remember we came back and January was so crazy because the snow and all sort of stuff was happening. And it was just, it was a lot. They have the heaviest behavior problem. This set was so hard to deal with. I remember there are days I'm saying, God, I don't know how I'm doing this. I don't know. You're sure if I'm teaching me for Lucas. I had to be questioning because it was such a burden to bear. And I remember my students had to learn a particular topic in, I would say, like what they would learn in 3 weeks, they had to learn it in 1 week. What they should learn in probably 5 days, they had to learn it in 2 days, because no matter what happened, the dates were set for the exams to be done. And I remember they did it, and when I say they failed utterly. And I remember we had meetings, and boy, may I tell you, I was so embarrassed. They're like, what are we going to do about these math grades? And everybody was just looking down on the children and they're talking down like, poor Miss Farkas doesn't look like she can't teach the math. And I said, the devil is a liar, I know, because God never carried me into this position for my children to fail. And I said, God, they're going to pass their SOL, you know, they're going to pass. They did the benchmarks, the third one before the SOLs arrived in May. And it wasn't great, but it showed growth, right? But they were still, like, administration was just still not pleased. The head of the county was still not pleased. And I said, God, I'm leaving this into your hands, you know. I remember when I went on fasting a couple of weeks ago and I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I know everything around me says it seemed like it rough for the children. It looked like it's not going to work for them because the way they behave, the way they're not paying attention, some of them, they're absent multiple days. Many, everything just seems like, how is it that they're truly going to pass? And when they did the math test, I think that was last week, I sat there, I was an examiner, but I was in the room with my children. I teach like two different classes, math. And I was there and I didn't even start to feel anxious. I was like, Lord, I'm leaving it in your hands. I'm leaving it in your hands. Whatever they do today, that's the best they can do, and you're going to do the rest. And when I tell you that, if I'm supposed to tell you the expectations I had, you know, my human self is going to be like, probably 1, 5, or 6 ago pass, and that's just the truth, because that's what I see as a teacher. Brethren, when I get the results, children who don't even listen to me pass with flying colors. And I had to be like, no.
Amen.
I remember a child came up to me and said, Miss Ferguson,
hallelujah.
I had to put my best. And I literally got so emotional. I remember that morning I came into the class, there were about 6 boys, and all of them, they hugged each other like around the shoulders. I've never, from I've been teaching here for 3 years, I've never seen children pray in my classroom. And I was like, God, this is so different. And all of those boys that prayed, they all passed. They didn't just scrape through, pass. They passed with flying colors. My classes were, it was the classes that got the highest grades in the state. And our math scores would have been shown in the county. And I'm like, who could it be? I came home so excited, so happy, and had to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I know all glory goes to him. Let me tell you something. God is going to show up in many ways in somebody's life tonight, because he is not going to fail us. He is going to keep.
Hallelujah.
If he says he's going to show up, he's going to show up. If you ask him to show up, you must believe, because if you don't believe, I'm telling you, doubt will wipe your blessings away. Doubt. You have to put your faith and your trust in God, and he will come through for you. Just continue to pray for me as I continue to trust him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
With you, Sister Chantal. And we know, you know, we give God, Sister Chantel was a big up Jesus and small up self every time, because we know that God will do it, brethren. Amen. God will do it. And as I listen to your testimony, I'm just smiling because my testimony is the very same, Sister Chantal, the very same exact testimony. But I give God the glory and I honor him for showing up for his people, for allowing his people to see, you know, his hand, and for allowing those who don't know him to see the manifestation of his power through the lives of his children. So we give God praise. Amen, people of God. Bless the Lord. Praise
Amen.
I have a few reminders for tonight, but before we, you know, before I get into that, I just want to extend a call to those of us who are unsaved tonight, and just, you know, extend that call to invite you to join us in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is here. The word would have gone forth. We heard what would have happened as, you know, Ananias and Sapphira lied in the presence of the Lord. And so those of us who know God, and we've seen, even if we don't have an intimate relationship with him, but we've seen his power and his manifestation in the lives of those around us, we would be lying to ourselves. We would be lying to the Holy Spirit if we say we don't know of God, we don't know, you know, that he exists, and we don't know what he wants for us. And so tonight I invite you to just take that leap of faith and just say, yes, Lord. I'm not going to allow the enemy to fill my heart with lies anymore. I'm choosing you, Lord. I'm choosing you, welcoming you into my heart, welcoming truth into my heart, which is what the Lord God Almighty himself desires for us. Is there such a one tonight who will say, yes, Lord, I'm ready to make that decision? Any one of us who would have, you know, been a Christian and we need to recommit our lives. Some of us may have backslidden, but, you know, the time is now to say, yes, Lord. And so if you are that person, I just invite you, let us know. Put it in the chat, you know, send a message to us, so that we can pray with you, pray for you, and guide you through the process, you know, get you connected to a church, guide you through as best as we can. Amen. Is there anyone tonight? Bless the Lord. And so we continue to pray for these individuals, and we know the time is coming in Jesus' name. I have a few reminders that we meet on Saturday with our partner ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Group, at 8 p.m. on this very same link. We continue to look at the book of Romans. Very interesting study going on for some time now. Very fruitful, very meaty. You know, so much to take away. And if you haven't been a part of it, then you have been missing out. So we invite you to come on out and join us this Saturday at 8 as we delve into the word of God. Amen? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise God, Elder. Thank you very much. I want to, you know, remind us that the replay for tonight's Bible study will be posted on our website at www.prayerportal.heaven.com. And so I invite you, if you are, you know, desirous of listening to tonight's episode again, then you may find it located there. I want to invite us, those of us who don't know, to join us each Wednesday as we embark on a fasting journey. We generally fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. midday, but if you desire to join us, you don't necessarily have to fast within those hours. Whatever hours work for you, then you would just, you know, seek the Lord during that time. We pray individually in our individual spaces. We do have prayer points that are posted, and, you know, we can get them to you if you're not a part of Faith Defender or Prayer Portal. We can get them to you. We can add you to the ministries. You know, we welcome new persons. And so when those prayer points are posted, one may choose to pray for all of them, or you may choose to pray for a few of them as you are led, because we are aware that you have your own prayer points too when you fast, and sometimes it might be overwhelming. So the choice is entirely yours as to if you choose to pray for all of the points, or if you choose to just pick out a few as the Holy Spirit leads you and pray. Amen. But the most important thing is that we're on fasting and we're seeking the Lord and we are consecrating our hearts unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so as I close tonight, do we have any final announcements? Did I miss any announcements, leaders? Anything that anyone wants to say before we go into the closing prayer and close off?
Yes, Sister Camille. I just want to encourage us as brethren that we, you know, bring our offering whenever the Lord bless us and we have it and can bring it, bring an offering and give into the ministry, give unto the work of the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Nadine. Sister Paulette, are you able to pray the closing prayer for us tonight?
Mr. I just give me a few.
All right. So as you get ready, I'm going to ask you to just pray concerning Deacon Scott, who would have poured out tonight, and for the ministry, you know, just overall. And I'm asking you to include Miss Cassandra Hibbert in your prayers, who is not well. You know, we pray healing for her. And we believe that God will do it. You know, she's been doing some tests, but we have not seen, doctors are not able to see anything wrong, but she's not well. And so we know that God Almighty is the greatest doctor that there is. And so whatever is in hiding will come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And she shall experience her healing and testify of this. And so we just ask you to lift her up. Her name is Cassandra Hibbert. And just pray for Deacon and pray for us as a ministry as you close. And as Sister Paulette prays, I encourage us, you know, to shake ourselves off. We only have a few more minutes before we close. And let us be active. Prayer is warfare. We're going on the battlefield, you know. So let us be alert and cover over the woman servant as she prays. We don't want her to be out there fighting alone. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So let us lift her up as she pray, and we stand in agreement so that it's an army of us who are warring and not just Sister Paulette. Amen? Amen, people of God?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you tonight, Deacon. Thank you for that in-depth study. Very edifying. You know, well done, well put together. Very, very good study. God bless you.
Go ahead. Amen. Glory to Almighty God.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord Jesus. Lead us, Lord. We will follow. Lead us, Lord. We will go. You have called us. We will answer. Lead us, Lord. We will go. Lead us, Lord. We will follow. Lead us, Lord. We will go. You have called us. We will answer. Lead us, Lord, we will go.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Most righteous God and eternal Father.
Jesus.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The El Shaddai God, the Jehovah Nissi.
central, never busy. You're always on the line.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, Jesus, we crown you, Lord God, the God that never fails, the God who's never slack concerning his promises, the God that when we are down to nothing, he's always up to something. The God, thank you, Jesus, who never fails. Though we fail him, he never fails.
Thank you, Jesus.
The God, hallelujah, who continues to provide, who continues to shower us with his blessing. The God who continues to guide
hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
As we listen to the song and we often sing the song, take a grip and another grip. Hold fast and never let go. Tonight, mighty God, we give you thanks for enabling us to be on this platform. We give you thanks, mighty God, for enabling us, Lord Jesus, to take the time out. There are other places that we could have been. Many of us, mighty God, could be asleep at this moment. But we give you thanks, Lord Jesus, for the mind, the heart, the energy, the strength, mighty God, to stay up, mighty God, and to be a part of tonight's service, Lord Jesus. Yes. And so, God, I give you thanks, Lord God, for your servant tonight, Deacon Scott. Yes. We give you thanks, mighty God, for this man of God. We give you thanks, wow. Lord Jesus, for the knowledge and the understanding, the wisdom that you have bestowed upon him, so that, mighty God, he can impart knowledge, hallelujah, to your children. We pray, mighty God, that you continue to cover him under your blood.
Amen.
Continue,
amen.
Mighty
Jesus.
God, to build a fence around him. Continue, mighty hallelujah. God, to use him, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for the betterment of your kingdom. Thanks. Mighty God, when you look around, Lord Jesus, in this time, this present world, Father God, it's hard, mighty God, to find a committed male, mighty God, in your kingdom, one who is willing, one who is available, one who makes themselves available to do your work. And so, God, I pray as he
seeks
whatever position he may be in right now, that mighty God, you anoint him, Jesus,
hallelujah.
From the crown of his
Jesus.
Head, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the crown
in
of
the
his
name
feet.
Of Jesus.
Oh,
I pray,
Jesus.
Mighty
hallelujah.
God, as you anoint, Lord Jesus, that you are touching, mighty God. I pray, Father
God,
that you revive
in
him,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You
yes,
know,
Lord.
Mighty God, everything about him tonight. And so, God, I pray. Pray, Lord
Thank
Jesus,
you,
that
Jesus.
Lord God, you send your angels to encamp round about him
in
even now.
Oh,
I place my
Hallelujah.
God his family in your hands, God. Touch them in a special
yes,
way. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I pray, mighty God, that you just protect tonight. You just deliver
yes,
tonight,
Lord.
Mighty God. And I pray, glory to God, that he continues
oh,
to unveil himself to you, because all the glory, all the honor belongs to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray, mighty God, even if there be any time that he feels like giving up, he feels, hallelujah, as if what sense does it make? I pray that you help him, mighty God, to take a grip. And another grip, and so that Lord God, he'll hold fast and never let go tonight. Mighty God,
hallelujah.
I pray Cassandra Hibbert
in Jesus
in your hands, mighty
yes,
God.
Lord.
Know everything about her, even now. You know about mighty God, the nature of her situation, even now. And so, God, I pray that wherever she may be, that Father God, you reach down your hands, mighty God, from on high, and that mighty God, you anoint her, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. As we pray, mighty God, that you speak to her mind even now. I come against the plans of the enemies over her life. I come
hallelujah.
Against the negative thoughts, hallelujah, that may flood
yes,
her
Lord.
Mind even now. Help her, mighty God,
God,
to reach out to you, Jesus, hallelujah. As the woman,
hallelujah.
Mighty God, her plea was, if I could only touch, hallelujah, the hem of
Jesus,
his garment,
Jesus.
Mighty God, then I shall be made whole. Tonight,
mighty
mighty
God,
if Cassandra could only touch,
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The
Yes,
hem of your
Lord. Oh,
garment, mighty
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Then
Hallelujah.
She shall be made whole.
Thank you,
Jesus. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Touch every organs, mighty
Thank
God,
you,
for external
Lord.
And
Lord.
Eternal,
Amen.
Even now. You know the nature,
Jesus.
Mighty God. And so tonight, Lord
Amen.
God, I speak healing in
Amen.
The name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Deliverance. In the
Hallelujah.
name of
In
Jesus,
Jesus.
You know the
Amen.
root, mighty God, of her pain or sickness, God,
Amen.
Whatever it may be, you know the root, you know the causes,
God.
Mighty
God,
and you surely know the remedy, mighty God. But tonight, you are the doctors above all doctors, you are the great physician, hallelujah, and the songwriter, sensual, I'm never busy. Mighty God, you're always on the line. I pray,
Amen.
Mighty God, that you give her that heart, give her the strength, the courage, mighty God, to call upon you, Jesus. Oh God, while on others, though, are calling tonight, I pray, mighty God, that you do not pass her by. I pray, mighty God, that you visit her even now.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. I speak deliverance in her atmosphere even now. I speak glory be to God. Hallelujah. Restoration even now, mighty God. Because
Amen.
She's
Amen.
Coming out, mighty God, as pure gold. Hallelujah.
The
enemy
Jesus.
Has no position even
Amen.
Now, mighty God, because you are in full control. Oh, glory be to God. We're not our own, mighty God. We belong to you. And so, God, I present her to you tonight, mighty God, because I know the power that lies in
Yes.
you. I know the power, hallelujah. When I call on your name, I know the power that lies in
Hallelujah.
Reaching out to you and touching you, Jesus. And
Jesus.
So tonight,
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, I speak victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you for that victory report. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
God, nothing is too hard for you to do. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. For you to do. Tonight, mighty God, I give you thanks.
Thank you.
Ministry, Jesus, hallelujah. So many persons, mighty God, fight hard at times to reach out to you, to stay connected to you. And so tonight, mighty God, as a ministry, the members, glory be to God, the leaders of this ministry, mighty God, I pray, glory be to God, as we continue on this journey, God, that you will be with us. You will be at the head, mighty God. You will direct us, Jesus. Lead us, mighty God. Help us, Father God, to have a heart that would want to press forward, hallelujah, a heart, a mind, Jesus, that amidst all that we face on a day-to-day basis, amidst all that we go through on this side of life, we are assured, we know without a surety, mighty God, that you are God and that you never fail. We know for a fact that, Lord Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. Oh God, search all over, the songwriter pens it. Couldn't find nobody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nobody greater than you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No doctor, no lawyer, no
Hallelujah.
Family members, mighty God, greater than you, Jesus. You have done
greater.
So much for us as a ministry, mighty God. You, we have proven you times and times and times again.
Lord.
And we know, mighty God, that if we only trust
oh,
in
God.
You, if we only lean on you, hallelujah, and not to our
hallelujah.
Own understanding, glory, hallelujah, because
hallelujah.
So many times, mighty God, we tell glory, mighty God, to go ahead with our day's activities, leaning on our own understanding. But tonight, mighty God, I pray, glory be to God, that we will acknowledge that you are God, and that, Lord Jesus, you are in full control. There's nothing that we can do without you. There's nothing we can do, mighty God, without your coverage, without,
yes.
mighty God, your guidance and your protection. And so tonight, God, every member that is on this platform tonight, whatever position we may be standing, lying down, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, sitting, I pray, glory be to God, that you visit us, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you anoint our homes, our doors, our beds, glory to God. Just every place in our homes, even now. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that you anoint. I pray, God, that you cleanse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that you restore. Hallelujah. I pray that you purge. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take full control of our minds, mighty God. So many things plague our minds on a day-to-day basis, especially, mighty God, when the enemy sees that, glory be to God, we are being perfected in you. He comes with everything. But I pray, glory be to God, that you help us to be closer joined to you. Help us, mighty God, to be wrapped up and tied up in you, Jesus. That, Lord Jesus, when the enemy do comes or when he do strikes, Lord God, we will be the persons coming out victorious. I thank you for your words tonight. I thank you, glory be to God, for your testimonies tonight. Because, God, they attest to the fact that you are still in the business. You are still in full control. And, mighty God, we're coming out each time better than the time before. I pray, glory be to God, as we leave tonight, mighty God, at your words, oh, glory be to God, will stay upon our hearts. Okay. We'll reflect on them, mighty God, as Lord Jesus be closer of, mighty God, the rest of the night. And Lord God, we trust in you and we lean on you that you will grant us another day to prove you, another day to acknowledge that you are God, another day to witness to somebody, whether it be by your words or by action, that you are God and that you never fail. Mighty God, I pray that you take full control tonight. Whatever, God, I feel of asking you, Jesus, hallelujah. I pray, mighty God, that you grant it to us tonight in your precious and your exalted name, I pray. And I count it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Paula. Thank you. May he cover you under his blood. May he overshadow you with his boundless love. May he just extend his arms of protection around you and your family. May he anoint your head with oil and give you fresh anointing for the task that is at hand. May he just wrap you in his wings so that no evil shall come nigh you or befall you and your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. I want to thank Sister Alicia for leading us out in our devotion tonight. I missed you earlier. God bless you, Sister Alicia, as you continue to avail yourself, you know, to be used by the Holy Spirit of God. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Greet somebody as you go. Have a wonderful night. God bless you and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Good time. Amen. Bless the Lord.
God bless you, everyone.
Blessings.
And happy birthday.
On Sister Desiree.
Yes, happy birthday,
Sister Mommy. Bless you, Sister Jackie.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Brother Nigel.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Brother Nigel. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless you. God bless you. Good to have you on.
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed night now.
God bless you. Happy birthday.
Bless you, Sister Reed.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Sister Reedian.
Sister Chantal. Sister
Good
Chantal.
Night, everyone, and have a blessed night.
Thank you, Sister Radian, for your birthday.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless you all, everyone. Good night.
Bless the Lord, Sister Minister Kian. Bless the Lord, Minister Lynette. Amen.
Mr. Lynette is left.
Amen. Praise Sister God. Thelma.